Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is February the 2nd and the record of the day on full album February is Big Country's 1993 release The Buffalo Skinners. Now full album February is where we listen to an album in full each day, but not the big name ones, no, ones that have been lost to time, forgotten or ignored. The records have all been selected by you guys and I'll pop a post up each day on all the social media channels. It would be awesome if you listened along and left your thoughts to discuss the record too. We'll be doing it all month, so don't be scared. But back to rock history then. On this day in 1973, Elvis Presley famously met Muhammad Ali. The meeting took place in Las Vegas with the legends exchanging gifts. Ali later said he felt sorry for the king because he couldn't enjoy life the way he should. He stayed indoors all the time. I told him he should go out and see people. Also on this day in 1973, Keith Emerson injured his hand during a show when a rigged piano exploded prematurely during a gig in San Francisco. On this day in 1959, at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper played their last show as part of the Winter Dance Party Tour. In the early hours of the following day, the trio would tragically die in a plane crash. Looking at birthdays, born on this day in 1942 is the legend that is Graham Nash, the two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, inducted as part of Crosby, Stills and Nash, and as a founder member of the Hollies, he is 81 years old today. And another Hall of Famer, bass player with Journey, and he spent time in the Steve Miller Band, Ross Valerie, is 74 years old today. But for our main show, we're remembering an iconic figure who died on this day in 1979. Yes, on this day in 1979, John Simon Ritchie, better known as Sid Vicious, died of an overdose aged 21. Sid found fame in the late 70s as Glenn Matlock's replacement in the Sex Pistols, and despite his kamikaze lifestyle, he remains an icon of the punk scene, embodying everything in punk that was dark, decadent, and nihilistic. Now, I spoke recently with Glenn Matlock, and you can hear the full interview on episode 80 that came out on Monday. Now, I'm going to play you a short clip of that, where we talk about after Glenn quit the group and Malcolm McLaren's attempts to get him back in instead of having Sid. When you left the band, Malcolm released a statement saying that you were sacked for liking the Beatles, but isn't it true that he asked you to rejoin the band just a few weeks later? Is that right?
Yeah, we had a meeting in a pub, at a Blue Post behind the 100 Club, and he said, oh, it's not working out with Sid. And I'd already started getting, been talking to record companies and started getting my Rich Kids thing together. And I said, Malcolm, you know, especially with your telegram you sent to the NME, which was just not true. I said, you just played me. I said, why on earth would I come and do that? You played me the wrong way, you know, tough.
And what was his reasoning? Why did he want you back?
Because he realised that Sid was a bit of a plonker, really, and a liability. I think he was sounding me out, you know, but I would have been happier if Stephen Paul had sounded me out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We were never all, you know, the closest of mates. You got a kind of, what's the word? You, you know, you've got to cultivate that somehow. And Steve especially tends to or back then used to emotionally run away from everything. Perhaps I should have said yes, but a long time ago, I just turned 20. You know, you don't always make the best decision around them, you know.
So do you think if you had your time again, you'd say yes this time?
I don't know. I'm not a violent man, but I have learnt in life that a right hook at the right time can sometimes be the right thing.
Glenn Matlock there. Definitely check out the full interview with Glenn, where he talks about Vivian Westwood, the early days of the Sex Pistols, the famous gig he did with Sid Vicious as the Vicious White Kids, the reunion in 1996, his thoughts on the TV series that came out last year, spoiler, he's not happy, and much more. Find it on episode 80, which came out just a couple of days ago. But that's it for today's episode. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.